MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code Shannon. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's the code, Shannon, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer. Issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/promos for deposit, wagering, and eligibility restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Ocho, check this out. It's time for a news cap. Dak's not trying to be the highest paid quarterback in his next contract. Let's take a listen to what Dak had to say in regards to his next contract.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to be the highest paid necessarily. So I'll wait till negotiations begin and obviously want to put this team in the best situation. So,
have your feelings changed at all about your desire to be wanting to be in Dallas past 2025?
No, I'm focused on here right now. Where I am, that's always how I've been. Anytime you've asked me, it's always been about right now, getting better tomorrow. And I've been in this situation before, so it's okay. I'm fine in any situation at that point, betting on myself or playing this year out. And
Key words I heard from that. Betting on myself. I like that. Betting on myself. Uh-huh. Listen, if I'm Dak, if I'm Dak, I know you're going to see this. I love you, baby. Mm-hmm. Holla at your boy. Anyway, if I was you, I would take the Kirk Cousins route and bet on myself. That's something Kirk has been doing for how long? When he was with Washington, when he was with the Commanders, what did he do? Hey.
Yeah, he got two. He got two franchise tags.
I understand that, but also I'm betting on myself.
He played on two franchise tags. Went to Minnesota, got 3 years fully guaranteed.
You know what?
Then got another 3 years fully guaranteed.
This is Dak's last year, right? You know what I would do, honestly?
Yeah, this last
I wouldn't even want no deal. I wouldn't even want no deal. I'm going to bet on myself because, listen, it don't take all this time for no other quarterbacks when it's time to get paid and understanding what you have. There are no other options right now for the Cowboys. He is the future. Is he the future or is he not? There's nothing to be negotiating about. The numbers are the numbers. The market is the market. It ain't shit to talk about. So that's how y'all feel? Is that how y'all feel? We want to prolong everything? You know what? If I was Dak, I'd say, you know what? I'll tell my agent, but don't worry about it. I'm finna bet on myself. And after this season, man, go ahead and break the bank somewhere. Go ahead and break the bank. I know you want to say all the right things. I don't want to be the highest paid. I understand what you mean. Listen, everything you're going to say right now is politically correct. I'm just saying what I would do and I would like you to do.
Right.
I would like you to say, you know what? I'm not going to play the game that they want to play over at Jerry's World. I'm going to play my last contract out, play the season out, mm-hmm. and go elsewhere and break the bank.
For me, I get what you're saying, Ocho. It all depends on how close to the number that I can tolerate. Let's just say, Ooh. Ocho, I want $50 million a year. I want, hey, they say, you know what, Shannon? Okay, Ocho, right. you want $50 million a year, 5-year deal. We can only get to 46. So tell me, what can't you do with $230
That's
million
doing, right? I like when
that you can do with $250
million? Like that, you make sense. When you put it like that, you make sense.
Because if you blow if you blow 250, you go blow 230.
Oh yeah.
If you blow 230, you go blow 250. So that's the thing. How close to the number can they get to that I can say, you know what?
Mm.
I can live with it. Because an even swap ain't no swindle. Both people gotta feel like they're getting screwed.
Right, right.
In order for it to be a good deal, Ocho. Because if you feel like if the team mm-hmm. feel like you got over them, they're gonna have resentment. If you feel the team got over on you, you're gonna have resentment. So both teams, both parties need to feel like they got screwed over in order for it to be like, damn, he got me. God dang it, man, they got me, man. Ooh,
damn. Fuck. I don't know. I just don't like the way they play. You know, I love the game of football. I love the Dallas Cowboys. I love the Dallas fans. I love the players that are in Dallas. I just don't like the way it's run as a circus by the individual who is the ringleader. That's all. And I mean no disrespect by that. And especially when it comes tight, when it comes to the quarterback position, there's one thing you don't do is you don't play with them. You make sure you take care of them first so there's no uncertainty and so they know that they're all in mm-hmm. on you as the future and the quarterback of that team. I mean, man, don't get, man. They playing games.
See,
man.
Here's the problem that I have is that everybody holds Dak. For me, and you know, hey, look, I don't pull any punches. I hold everybody accountable, but you know, it seems to me that people only hear what I heard. I hold certain people accountable. You can't say, well, paying Dak all that money and it hadn't won us anything. You played a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of money. So if you really look at it in that term, the only person that deserved to be paid then is Patrick Mahomes. So if we're just looking at quarterbacks paid and that have won something, only Patrick Mahomes is deserving of that. So you can't say, well, we paid Dak all that money and he ain't won nothing. Mm-hmm. Man, they done paid Kirk Cousins $1 trillion.
Money,
They paid Josh Allen a ton of money. They paid a lot of quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So that's my only argument. And yeah, you want big bucks, big expectations. There's a reason why CEOs make the money they make because they have a harder job than everybody else. So the quarterback has a more difficult mm-hmm. job. You could understand why he makes the most. I'm not saying just because he's a quarterback, he should make, if he's terrible, he shouldn't make more than a cornerback that's better than him. Or he shouldn't make more than a defensive lineman or an offensive lineman. But I'm saying mm-hmm. in this situation, I think everybody in the chat understand what we're talking about. We're talking about these elite level quarterbacks. And look, whether you think Dak is elite or not, he's paid like an elite level quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, we throw that term elite around too loosely. Because I remember when I got elite, they wasn't talking about a guy, you know, won four or five games in a row. Wasn't nobody shouting elite.
Right.
Wasn't nobody shouting elite. You know, you had a handful of guys. You had the Elways. You had the Montanas. You had the Marinos. There was a handful of guys that got that label elite. Now, guy win 10 games. He elite. Huh? So, with no Pro Bowls, no MVPs, no suit. So, okay.
Yeah.
That's how y'all. Hey,
I mean, the criteria changes.
Everybody got their own
depending
criteria.
On who you're asking and who the player is being talked about. But again, when it comes to Dak, if I was you, I'm betting on myself. I'm betting on myself. You know what? I ain't even worried. You know what? Forget negotiations. I'm going in this year. Just focus on CD Lamb.
They can't be right.
And focus on Micah Parsons.
They got They got 5 years, $230 million right now. With 120 fully guaranteed.
Hold on.
I'm gonna bet on myself.
Let's give Dak 250. With 130 guaranteed.
Bro, they're not giving no Dak no $82 million a year. You out your damn mind?
I ain't think that went through. Hey, I'm just trying. Hey, listen, I'm trying to get my dog as much money as possible. From my mouth to God ears.
Ocho, you do realize 46 million over 5 years.
Yeah, I just don't think, you know. No,
oh, you gonna say I will bet on? I will bet on myself.
Money for Dak,
and I won't figure a year.
I don't think it's enough money for Dak because there isn't an amount of money that Dak can be paid from Jerry Jones based on the type of shit he got to deal with that organization. What he got to deal with that owner, always in front of the camera, all the unneeded pressure coming from the owner. He needs every bit of dollar based on what he has to deal with. When he's under that umbrella, everything that has to do with the Dallas Cowboys and that star. He needs to be compensated as such.
You know,
need therapy to play for the Cowboys. You need counseling to play for the Cowboys. The fans need counseling and therapy because they always, always are promised things and it never happens.
No, I need therapy for dealing with them. This year, they win 2 or 3 games. They be all in the chat. We them boys. How you like us now? You ain't talking now. What you say? I say, see, okay. Give it time. Yeah. Just give it time. You already know what's going to happen. You already know. And cause see, this year different.
Yeah.
Even on the network I'm on. Oh, this year just seems different. They're a more complete team. You say this every year. I've seen them when they've had 12 Pro Bowlers. I've seen it when they've had the All Pros at this. I mean, think about it. They had an All Pro guard, an All Pro, two All Pro guard, an All Pro tackle, All Pro wide receiver, All Pro quarterback, All Pro cornerback.
Yeah.
But damn, how much more you got?
Hear people say, people love to say, "Oh, Dak is overrated," or people love to say, "Dak isn't worth this." Well, tell me the quarterbacks that are. Look at the landscape of the league.
You worth what somebody's willing to pay.
Look at the quarterbacks and continuously winning year in and year out, and tell me why Dak is not worthy. Mm-hmm. Because only one team win the Super Bowl at the end of the year. Only one team. And there's a small amount of quarterbacks that have their team to contention year in and year out. A very small amount. So tell me why Dak is not worthy. Because there's nobody else that you can take from another team and put them on the Cowboys. I'm talking about the main starters. You're not moving Patrick Mahomes. You're not moving Josh Allen. You're not moving Lamar Jackson. You're not removing Josh Allen. You know what I mean? So tell me who else you would pick and put him in the Cowboys position at the quarterback position, and you would still get the same results.
See, here's the thing, though, Ocho, and what we have to be careful of is saying worth. Because how many times, like, man, that car ain't worth that? Well, somebody paid $3 million for that car. So clearly it was worth it. Man, I wouldn't pay no $20 million, no $50 million for no house. Clearly somebody paid that for it. So it was worth it. Something is only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. Mm-hmm. You can say I'm worth this all you want to. But if nobody's willing to pay you that salary, you're not worth it. I know my worth. Mm. What is your worth? What is somebody willing to pay you for that? You hear that all the time. I know my value.
Yeah.
Who determined it? Okay, you going to pay yourself?
Yeah.
So while you're doing all this, I know my worth. I know my value. If somebody doesn't pay you that,
I like that you said that because that's another
you're
one.
You're not worth
it. I'm off topic just a little bit. Women love that.
I know
women love that. I know my value. What is that value in general? That's a great topic for another day.
I'm the prize. I'm the prize. Well, let me ask you a question, Ocho. When they tell you I'm the prize, I'm the prize. Well, who the collector?
Come on, preacher.
Who won the prize?
Right.
You keep telling me you the prize, but guess what? Right there, I see you still sitting on the shelf. Ain't nobody purchased it yet. Why you bumping your gums? Huh?
Right.
I mean, in order for it to be a prize, somebody has to be willing to win it, right? Somebody has, you know, the lottery, the big game, Mega Millions, Fantasy Five, Cash Four.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, normally I'm playing like, okay, you the prize, okay. So, is anybody ever gonna win it?
Mm.
Or does anybody try to win it?
Come on. Now.
Or does anybody want it?
Oh,
because there are a lot of times there are prizes that I don't even want that.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought about it because I see it all the time. I see it all the time.
I know you was going.
I just like the wording. And then when you said, well, somebody has to be willing to pay what their value is because you can't determine what the value is yourself. You can't do that.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I understand. And so me, this is what I like about what the platforms that we have, because we get to determine our worth. But I got tired of being viewed as talent.
Right.
I take a check, I move it along. And within that scheme, I can only get what I'm entitled to, what I signed for. But in this, I can create as many shows as I possibly can that the viewing audience, that the listening audience like.
Mm. I like it.
And then I get to determine that worth. Because the more shows you have, the more shows people like, they're going to view it, advertise, the sponsor's going to come. So y'all need to stop talking about, I'm worth this. Not if somebody won't buy you a Birkin.
Right.
Not if somebody won't buy you a house or a condo or a car. You're not worth that. You're only worth what someone is willing to pay for it. So I don't care, because you hear that all the time. I was at a guy's house about six months ago. Probably conservative.
Yeah.
Having a conversation with him. He walked in, he saw the house.
What?
$80 million. $80 million. And got him up out of there. He said, don't take anything.
80?
80.
Shit.
Beautiful. Told me I can get it. Hey, told me I can get it for the weekend if I need it. I said, you know what? I said, but man, ain't nobody. She got to be an angel. Sit down from the heavens above to come up in here.
80 million?
I wouldn't even think about bringing somebody up in. 80? Hit a button and the whole side of the house goes into the floor. You overlook it. I can damn near see San Francisco.
That got to be some... Hey.
Infinity.
Right.
When Buzz Lightyear said infinity and beyond, he talking about the pool. On an infinity and beyond Olympic size pool.
There's gotta be somebody in tech, huh? They gotta be somebody in tech.
Man, stop it. Look here. All I heard you say, if you need it, just give me the heads up.
Hey, really? Listen, you know the kind of money you gotta be making to buy an $80 million house? That's CEOs, that's the owner of something. 80 million?
Tell them to leave it as is.
That's real spotty, too. That's that slick talk. That's slick talk.
Just a clothes on your back.
And redo it and redo everything anyway.
Man, I was like, man, please. Like, so that's what, I heard a guy had a bunch of money. He's probably worth Probably $7 billion.
Oh yeah.
And to hear them talk the way they talk. And he said, Shannon, I don't need any more money, but I don't need any less either. He says, I have something in this position that I'm in that most people will never have. I said, well, what's that? He said, enough.
Oh, yeah.
When people say, I got that FU money.
Yeah.
When you start getting into the billion, you start getting 3, 4, 5, 6, 50, 100. But at that point in time, what do you buy that you, I mean, if you spend $1,000 a day, if you started spending it before Christ, you couldn't spend it all in a lifetime. So at what point in time do you like, okay, I want a car. Right. Okay. You got the most expensive car. Now what? Well, I want a house over here, over there, over there. And then now what? You just run out of stuff to buy. So for me, like, that's what made me change, like, worth. And I was a big proponent of that. Man, I'm worth this. Or that person ain't worth that. Well, somebody paid that person that. So clearly they thought they was worth it. Just because I don't, that doesn't mean somebody else won't. Same way. Because, you know, we all be that, Ocho. You ain't going to find nobody. Hey, women, don't y'all believe that? Don't y'all believe nobody? Hey,
oh, yeah,
ain't nobody. Whatever. Just like when y'all told me ain't nobody going to want me.
It's I'm going to walk right out this door and
get me somebody.
Women, there will always be a man that's willing. There will always be a man that's willing to do what you want. Now, you for might not get everything you want, depending on the type of man you want, but there will always be a man that is willing. Now, you think you're going to get you one of these one percenters and, you know, he's going to sweep you off your feet and you're not going to have to walk, you know, work a day in your life like they do in the movies? Nah, that ain't likely. I mean, that ain't likely. You got to be realistic. There's always, there will always be a man. Women love to say, I deserve. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You do. You, all of you deserve, but you also have to be realistic.
Yeah, but you got to stop that. I deserve to be happy. A man can't make you happy.
Yeah, that starts from within. Yeah, that's
happiness is what you create. Yeah. That ain't what you find.
They always equate happiness to the materialist possessions that they are able to receive. Every time. Shit. Oh, yeah, my bad. I just heard the word value. When you talk about value, it just... It triggers something.
Hey, y'all need to stop with this foolishness. Talking about, oh, elite prize fighters don't care about belts. That's how you're judged.
They say elite prize fighters? I've never heard an elite fighter in general say that.
That's, you know what? People say when people don't care about championships and stuff like that, ain't never won nothing.
Yeah, but you
they never won anything. Because that's like I'm a jockey. And I said, well, I don't care about winning the Kentucky Derby. I don't care about winning the Preakness or the Triple Crown or the Santa Anita. I don't care about winning the Breeders' Cup. I mean, what the hell you a jockey for?
Chat, correct me if I'm wrong, but the belts do matter because as you continue to attain
different
belts, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't that give you the leverage to command the kind of money you want? Yeah, I thought that's how it works. So I'm not.
Yes. A person that don't have no belts don't get to control anything. Now, maybe somebody says, you know what? I want to take the fight just because.
Oh yeah.
But Floyd got everything that he wanted because he had the belt.
Pick and choose.
Canelo gets to fight who he wants.
Man, Canelo,
he has the belt.
Canelo command 40 million at the gate.
Yes.
That's before pay-per-view, man.
So what guy that don't have a belt can command 40 million? Tell me the fighter that can command the purse that now when Tyson got out.
Yeah.
But there's only been one Mike Tyson. There's only been one, man.
40 million out the gate. That's before pay-per-view.
So without a belt in fighting, how can you? There's a reason why. Now, look, in most sports now, you get outliers like Conor. McGregor in the, but Conor said, if you think about all the guys, because normally it takes a person that became a fighter, kind of down on their luck, kind of downtrodden. You had the hard upbringing. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, I want to make a way, but I want to be a champion. That's how you remembered a champion. Mm-hmm. That's why they have belts. If belt didn't matter, they wouldn't have one, wouldn't it? Think about it. Name something that you compete in that's a sport that you don't get to get a trophy or a belt. Cornhole, they give you a belt. You win Formula One, they give you something. So now all of a sudden, the highest prize that's in your sport, it don't matter.
They just talking.
See, that just goes to show you.
They just talking.
People, I'm just glad. Hopefully, I never played with people like that. Because, Ocho, I remember when I used to train, when I would go back home, and guys were like, man, where you train at? I would tell them. What time you train? I would tell them. And they didn't show up. I'm like, they ain't on my team. I don't care.
Right.
I'm telling you what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running myself into exhaustion. Oh, man. Hey, how many you got today? We got 20. We got 21 teams. Or we got 15 150s. Or we got jumbos. Three fours, three threes, three twos, three 150s, 300. Oh, man. Hey, I'm going to finish mine. Oh, Ocho, I won. Ooh. Okay, today we got 30. I did 31 tens. I did the last 10 by myself.
Y'all was on time too, right? Yeah.
Okay.
How many minutes you rested between? Yes, you remember or no?
45. I started out with 45, and then the last 10.
Yeah, that last 10,
I needed a minute.
That's good. Hey, that's good conditioner right there,
boy. That thing come quick. Because, see, that's... Ocho, yes. Because discipline requires you to do your very best when no one else is watching.
I'm
when they left, I could have like, hell, ain't nobody else out here. I could have just told them I did it. But I would have known. And so now I'm late in the third or the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why I can't dig down and get it. Don't be mad at the results you didn't get for the work you didn't put in. See, that's what people do.
Yeah.
I don't know cutting why. Corners. What about that cutting work? Corners. Did you put the work in? Did you put the time in? Did you put the energy in? Did you put the effort in? Everybody cutting wants corners. Something for nothing. Everybody want to go to heaven, Ocho. Nobody wants dead. Now, the Bible teaches us you can't come in here unless you go through that process. So now I ask you this. When you write down your goals, and everybody normally write down goals. Now, do you write? So in the left column, you're writing down your goals. In the right column, do you write down what you're willing to sacrifice to get it?
Right.
See, everybody will tell you what they want, but who will tell you what they'll do to get it? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Well, see, you don't deserve it.
You don't want it bad enough.
You see, you haven't earned it. Everybody writes down their goals in the left, but in the right column, do you write down what you're willing to sacrifice to get it? No. And then when you don't, well, he messed over me, or they don't like me on the job, or this happened, or that happened. Yeah, okay. You one of those. Everything you have to be the most unluckiest person in the world, because from the time you were 3 years old, you gave me an excuse for why. But can you give me one reason why not? No. Man, stop it. Y'all ain't finna. That's the problem. Ocho, everybody. See, for me, man, why you?
Yeah.
Because I want to be the best. I don't think I'm better than anybody. I think I'm better at what I do because I know what I'm willing to do to get. I know the sacrifices, and I ain't got no problem. And everybody that's in my life understands it. And if you don't, oh, well, life okay.
I like it.
People don't want that. Oh, people don't want you to tell. People want you to tell them a warm, fuzzy story. Which, Anna, you know, you did that. No, bro. No. Shannon watched his grandparents sacrifice. Until, you know, my grandfather was feeling, man, Ocho, right. You know how I used to get free lunch. But my grandfather, all of a sudden, he wanted to feel big and bad. He ain't won't be, we ain't gonna get no free lunch. Man, that man liked to starve me, Ocho. Man,
right.
The 50 cent, you had a 50 cent a day? People like,
back
50
then,
cent?
Yeah.
Man, 50 cent was a lot of damn money back in the 70s. Because think about it. 50 cent a day,
yeah.
5 days a week. That's $2.50. Me, my brother, and sister. That's $7.50. A week? Times 4 weeks? Man, hey, you better put that down there. Hey, we ain't got no money. Let me get this free. And let me pay a nickel for chocolate, extra chocolate milk. Man, come on, Papa, man, you about to starve me in here. Man, please. But that's what I, Ocho, when I, a lot of times, like, when I do fireside chats or I do public speaking, that's what I tell people. I said, okay, when you wanted to achieve something, you said, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, mm-hmm. did you write down, this is what I'm willing to do to get it? That's called a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And the greater the goal, the greater the sacrifice. Oh,
yeah. Always.
And nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. I go to work every day. Not one time. John always asks me all the time. He's like, T, how you come to work happy every day? I've never seen you in a bad mood. Same thing at CBS. Same thing at Fox. I was like, bro, do you understand? I laid in that bed, that ironed ass bed, getting rained on, dreaming of this moment. I'm here. I get to live out my dreams. I get to take care of my family beyond anything I could have even imagined. Man, please, what is there to be sad about? Ocho. Man, please.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Mahomes has passed on hosting Saturday Night Live out of fear. After declining a chance to host, Mahomes revealed why he didn't feel ready to accept. "I have a little bit of fear of the teleprompter." Mahomes was still scared from a bad experience that he suffered at the ESPYs. It's not easy, because that's not...
Yeah.
It's repetition. And when I went to school, you know, when I went to CBS, Ocho, I have a very heavy colloquial dialect. If you listen to my brother talk,
right,
listen to me talk, you wouldn't know we were brothers. Because they're like, how can two people raised in the same house speak so differently? And so I went, the lady was coming down from Philadelphia working with me every other weekend when I was in New York. Went out to Dallas and talked to people, speech. A lot of speeches, cadence. A lot of speeches like they give you hick, tick, sick, Rick, stuff like that. A lot of alliterations. Better buy a Buick, buddy, to get you to
enunciate.
Enunciate your words. My problem is that I go fast. Mm-hmm. And when I go fast, my voice rises. Mm-hmm. So now you hear that high pitch. Look at Ashley. She got a t-shirt. She got a sweatshirt over her eyes because that's how I am. When I get excited, my voice rises. Mm-hmm. Now, like when I'm just like talking to you, I have a very deep voice. But as I get excited, my voice rises. And then it's hard for me to enunciate words. It's hard for me for people to understand. And so, man, I'm watching Inside the NBA and I'm looking at Charles Barkley talk. I'm like, you butcher words worse than I do. Man, please let me go. I'm done. I ain't going to no more therapy. I ain't going to no more nothing. Yeah, this is who I am.
Yeah, I mess up every blue moon.
What you see is what you get, Ocho.
No, it's funny. Depending on what show I'm on or what camera I'm on, I flip the script really quick and change the way I talk really fast. Or when I'm on here, I can just be my goddamn self and say what I want to say. But hey, inside the NFL, I'm going to change it up really quick and talk as professional as possible. And one of the things I have to work on that I have a problem with is I talk so damn fast. I talk so fast, and because I'm talking so fast, I'm not thinking out what I want to say. I'm just letting it go, and it's just running off. And sometimes I mispronounce words. I say it wrong because I never slow down. Yeah. I have to slow down. I need to take classes myself.
Right. Well, that's the thing when you read the prompter. Right. The first thing they tell you is that you have more time than you think. And I always, anytime that I do ad reads or I have to do something in prompter, I have to always tell myself, Shannon, you got more time than you think. You got more time than you think. You got more time than you think. And so I go through it a couple of times. I read it four or five times and then you get a cadence of it because you have to realize like Patrick Mahomes, that prompter is at the back of the room. Mm-hmm. And it's big. Now it's big, but it's still at the back of the room. Now, normally when you're reading, ain't nothing moving, just your eyes. But now, as you read that prompter is moving. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do, you feel you need to speed up also. So that was the problem that I was running into. So for me, I'm like, hey, bro, I try to do as little prompter as I can. Yeah. But here, I have ad reads. I have ad reads for Club Shay Shay. I have stuff that I have to do. Mm-hmm. But, and then you're like, okay, you tell yourself, okay, you got more time than you think. I come in here early. I read through it, get the cadence of it. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
As opposed to looking at a script and having to memorize it and just say it in my words, I prefer having a prompter with the script in there where it sounds like me, as opposed to just seeing it on paper and trying to memorize it, then regurgitating it out. And I mean, when I think about Mahomes and being on SNL, I don't think that's really not his personality. It doesn't fit, you know, him and who he is.
Yeah.
Especially right now. I think it's too early for him. And it would almost be having to force him to do something that he's uncomfortable with in general, outside of just the prompter, just the way he is, the way he carries himself. SNL is really not him. Now, Peyton Manning, that's him. Travis Kelce, that's him. It fits their persona. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. See what you just said? That's what you compare it against.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys that have done it and have been great at it. See, mm-hmm. I don't like to do things. Most great guys that are great at things don't like to do things they're not great at.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is here. You mean to tell me all of a sudden just reading something in a little monitor?
Right. Yeah.
No, I'm not good at that, bro. So I ain't doing it. See, me, I don't like prompter because I just move. See, I just like for the, this is easy for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just look directly into the camera. Camera find me. I'm talking, I'm having a conversation. So when I'm at a podium, I'm just having a conversation. I'm talking to somebody. I look out in the crowd. I move up and down. But I'm not really looking into it. I'm not, unless I have something directly to say. That way, okay, Ocho, I'm talking directly to you. Or if I'm looking, I'm talking directly, but for the most part, camera, follow me. I'm having a conversation. We're in the barbershop. I mean, we're in the barbershop, but we're talking to people. We ain't looking directly at that person. We talking.
Yo.
Check this out, Ocho. GM Brett Beach is the latest member of the Chiefs to back Kadarius Toney. Beach said Kadarius Toney probably our most talented wide out. Says it's just a matter of him staying healthy, and I don't think we've ever stopped believing in
him. You know how. Listen, you don't pay that any attention.
We gotta keep his value just in case we decide.
It's all smoke and mirrors, bunch of bullshit, obviously. But he did say something right, Kadarius Toney, and being the most skilled receiver that they do have. Yes, he is. If when he's healthy and when he's used correctly, he is dynamic. He's special. Just things just didn't work out. Obviously, they're trying to keep his value up. Huh?
Concentration, Ocho. Ocho, okay, I can run the perfect route.
Oh, yeah.
And he's a tremendous route runner.
Yeah, you're right.
But what good is a great route if I drop the ball?
That's something he...
If I'm shooting, Ocho, me and you playing basketball.
Right.
Okay, I need to box you out to get the rebound. Possession doesn't start until I grab the rebound. Right. Well, if you miss the shot and I don't get the rebound, what have I done? You run that great route. Man,
that's something he could
run. And then you drop the ball.
He's going to be somewhere else, and he needs a fresh start. He needs a fresh start to get things going. Now, I'm not sure what the Rashee Rice situation is like. Now, I think they might keep him based on the situation and not knowing what's going to happen with him. I mean, I know he's not going nowhere, but he might have to sit a little bit based on.
Probably miss a couple of games.
They might keep him. I don't know. I just know he's dynamic. And this was a fresh start. Yeah, well, he can be dynamic.
No, you know he can be dynamic.
He's already getting a fresh start, obviously, from being in New York. And I would love for him to see it work, you know, in Kansas City. And if it doesn't, sometimes you need more than one fresh start. And that's fine as well.
Yeah, but the question I always you ask yourself, man, a guy this talented, first round pick, and a team was willing to move on the guy for 1 year? Like, damn. And then you gave, and then you trade him for what you traded him for.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn. So, okay. So now I'm thinking, now I'm paying close attention, Ocho. Cause something ain't right. Hold on. After 1 year, a team gave up on a first round pick and you traded him for what you traded him for. And then, he didn't help matters. Mm-hmm. Look, bro. Ocho, look, I get it.
Yeah.
Cause everybody deals with rejection differently. I mean, obviously it's stung. Bro, what we just talking about, Ocho, I'm a first round pick and y'all moved on. So now I got to gloat a little bit. But I think that's what age. I think him being a little young probably handled that situation differently. But everybody handles situations different. You don't know what you do until you've been in that situation. I was in that situation. Denver didn't want me. We played them in the first round of the playoffs. We beat them.
Right.
Not only did we beat them, we went and won the Super Bowl. And I remember when we beat Denver, a reporter asked me, Shannon, you want to call the National Guard on your former team? I'm like, nah.
Right.
I said, I got a lot of good friends still over there. They're hurting right now. This ain't the time, bro. This ain't the time. And I remember seeing a lot of guys, man, they're like, Sean, man, we happy for you. Hey, man, go win this thing. But, I mean, to each his own. Some people are like, oh, you did this? You broke up with me? I'm going to go get me a prettier girl or a guy with more money. Whatever the case may be, Ocho. Everybody can. We got to stop that. And I was a big proponent of that. And this is what I would know. Unless you've been in that situation, you don't know. Because it would have been interesting. Had you won the Super Bowl, would you have went back to Cincinnati and said, look at like your boy?
That. Yeah, I don't boast like that. Never have, never would. But I...
Oh, you... Oh, so what you doing to the DB? You boasting? Celebrating on them. Talk about what you going to do. You celebrating on malicious.
Now, I do my little trash talking now, you know, throughout the week. Yeah, I do my trash talking on the field. Yeah. But ain't nothing like at your head. Now Steve Smith, now that's boasting. He gonna talk. Hey, Smitty don't play, boy. He gonna talk about you, your mama. Smitty. He gonna talk about your kids. He gonna tussle with you. He gonna fight with you. He gonna swing on you.
Literally.
Hey, oh man. Yeah, man.
That Smitty. Yeah, good Smitty, dude. Wild boy, man. Yeah. he a good dude, but he better now. He better. I had him on the pod. But he's in a better place now. But boy,
we was at Santa Monica together. Remember that? So I was with Smitty for 2 years, way back before we even made it.
Yeah. Alan Marpet says Tom Brady offered cash incentives to teammates for one specific thing. He said Brady took a starting offensive lineman to the side. And he's like, hey, if you guys can get a screen to go for more than 15 yards, I'll give you $1,000 cash each. That is for you guys. So every time that we get that, I'll be happy to make that payment. Marpet said there were multiple plays that met the standard for the payment. Mm-mm. Guys don't need millions of dollars to be incentivized. Mm-mm. They don't.
That's dope.
They don't. Mm-hmm. We used to get money. That's first dope. One
especially
to the end zone.
From Brady.
$20. Man, they're like, man, you make it. Hey.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of pride, Ocho. And it's the pride factor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, we have a great practice.
Ooh.
Hey, hat day. We win
victory,
a game.
Victory,
we got hat
victory
day.
Monday,
no
yeah.
Monday, and we got hat day on Friday.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it makes it fun. You're already rich, and the fact that there's another added incentive, it's not much. You know, it's $1,000, you know, for screenplays. It just makes the game that much more fun and wanting to accomplish it for your quarterback and for your teammates too. Something small. Just something small as that. Hey, you excited and out there competing like hell.
Man, Ocho, I remember we used to have Mike gave us that. Say, okay, every time we win a game, victory Monday, victory Monday, hat day on Friday. Man, we went damn near a year. Because We beat Seattle. No. Who's the last?
Right.
No, we beat San Diego. There were the Chargers in San Diego back then. So we beat them, won all the playoff games and the Super Bowl. So we start next year with hat day and victory Monday and hat day. Won 13 straight. And then I remember we lost. Like, damn, what? Damn. I was more mad about it. Man, y'all done effed up my hat day. Y'all done effed up victory Monday. Man, we 13-0, Cho. Man, we lose to the Jets on a Saturday. And I'm like, all I'm thinking about, damn, we got to come into this raggedy mofo on Monday.
Right.
And now we got to wear helmets on Friday. That's the only thing I'm thinking about walking out the field. Not that we lost the game. Not that we're not going to break the 72 Dolphins record. I'm thinking about having to take my black ass to work on Monday. And now I got to wear a helmet on Friday. I ain't wore a helmet on Friday in a whole year.
Damn.
That was sick.
I could feel
I was sick, Ocho.
Think about it, you know, during my team, boy, I got used to my helmet. I got used to my helmet because we won minute much.
Hey.
Hey, what about, hey, what about in minicamp? Hey, we have a good day. Hey. Oh, in minicamp, all right, we have a good practice. Hey, if we have a good practice, y'all can go home today. Y'all ain't got to come in. Y'all don't have to come. Right. Minicamp is over. Or in training camp, all right, we have a good afternoon practice. I'll give y'all the night off. What?
I remember them days.
Hey, woo-hoo-hoo. We have a good morning practice. Morning practice, we normally have pads on in the morning, and then we went shorts in the afternoon. Might come out there. It's going to be hard. It's going to be 2 hours. Might, hey, we have a good practice. Afternoon off.
Uh-uh. At all.
Don't y'all F this up. Don't y'all F this up. Boy, ooh. Man, we had a fight. That's what's going to cause a fight. Man, to get the afternoon off on you?
Oh, no.
Man, you know, the practice was hard. Oh, see, yeah. It ain't like it is now.
We were hitting.
We was
hitting,
up back then. Hey.
We was hitting.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A question went viral asking, is there a better all-time trio receivers than the Bengals? Chad Johnson, AJ Green, and Jamar Chase.
What you mean? Man, y'all close. Better stop. I mean, there are other trios, but we are up there as well when it comes to trios. Oh, a better.
They said
I can
better.
Name
yes.
one right now.
Yes.
Randy Moss, Chris Carter.
And, I can name a bunch of.
Can I say Jake? And Justin Jefferson. Hold on.
Justin Jefferson.
Just stay with me now. Stay with me real quick. Oz Akeem, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce. Okay. T.O., Jerry Rice, and J.J. Stokes. Now, I'm not saying better. I'm just naming some trios that are absolutely good.
Michael Irvin, C.D. Lamb.
T.O. with the 49ers. Don't do that. T.O.'s with the 49ers. I know, but I'm just
T.O.
saying.
T.O. played for the Cowboys, too.
Yeah, I know, but still. He
was the first team all pro with the Cowboys. No, he played there.
Well, if that's the case, then don't hell, T.O. A.J. Brown and goddamn. Yeah, I mean, you know.
A.J. Green.
I'm trying to think who else.
Yeah. Well, ain't nobody be, first of all,
I said T.O. J.J. Stokes.
Jerry and anybody that, else you want to put in San Francisco. Right?
Yeah, it will, yeah.
Oh, John Taylor.
That's right. I forgot about John
Taylor. You can put Debo.
Who?
JT. JT would like that.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Yeah, he was.
JT John Taylor. JT would like that. I mean, obviously, you ain't nobody going to get the credit because you got World Rice on one side. So he getting all the shine. But JT was like that for real. 200 Jet X slant against Cincinnati with a touchdown. You got Isaac Bruce. Henry Ehrlich, Torrey Holt, you got Green Bay, you got James Lawson, Sterling Sharp, Devontae Adams, Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Justin Jefferson.
Tim Brown, Jerry again,
You got Fred Biletnikoff. Yeah. Fred Biletnikoff won the Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, Fred won number 25, Fred? Right? Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. I mean, again, it's all preference. It's all preference. But one thing about them Bengals, boy, they're gonna draft some receivers, boy. They've been on the money.
Yeah.
Oh, who you gonna go with?
The Steelers. Lance, how are we gonna forget about the Steelers?
Well, who you in? Stallworth
and AB.
Okay. Ooh, that's a good one.
Stallworth, AB.
Yep, that's interchangeable. You could throw Hines in there too. that's interchangeable.
Hines in there.
I like that.
Yeah. I mean, we probably could have. If he could have ever made it to the start of the season, AB might have been with the Raiders too. But I mean, it's been some trios when you do like overtime and the teams. Because Stephon Diggs was in Minnesota.
That's interchangeable, too.
James Marsden was in Buffalo.
Remember Eric Moles?
Stephon Diggs was in Buffalo. Andre Reed.
Yeah, that's right. He was there. And that season in Buffalo. He had a good year again.
Yeah.
I think who else played?
Yeah.
Cardinals. Yeah.
Ocho, check this out. Agree. Man says you shouldn't own a Tesla Cybertruck if you live in an apartment. Do you agree or disagree?
You said apartment. Apartment or condo. Now, context matters because if you're in an apartment.
You shouldn't be renting. If you drive a Cybertruck, you should not be renting
a condo or an
apartment.
That's a $100,000 car. Now it's marked high as hell right now because ain't supposed to be number 60,000.
Oh yeah, because they're hard to get.
I see the picture now. Oh yeah. Yeah, he ain't supposed to have that. Matter of fact, you got to be careful here because that might be a dude just visiting the chick too. I'm just throwing it out there. That could be a dude that's visiting a chick because I don't think nobody with no Cybertruck would be staying in no apartments anyway.
We've seen people with Benzes and all kind of things in an apartment.
Oh yeah,
you remember the Hummer? Yeah. You remember the Hummer was the big thing, Ocho?
Yeah, I had
parked right outside of the apartment.
Oh yeah, I never forget lavender. I had a beautiful, pretty lavender, lavender with a little pearl to it. Hummer, yeah. Matter of fact, you know who did it? Remember 310 Motoring in L.A.? Yeah, I never forget 310 Motoring did it in L.A.
Yeah,
very beautiful.
I only drove a Hummer one time. Jamal Lewis had a Hummer. And man, we was out one night. It was me, Woody, Suge, J. Lou, Corey.
Right.
Man, it was snowing and it was getting late. Man, I said, man, I'm gone. Man, I saw them keys. I left.
Right.
I drove his truck to work. He ain't come to practice. So they call him. He like, man, somebody stole my truck. I say, I got his truck. They say, why you ain't go by and pick him up? I say, hell, both of us can't be late. If anybody gonna be late, it gonna be him. I ain't finna be late.
Man, you just took the man's
I'm
truck,
here
man.
On time. You're dead. Man, it was snowing.
Right.
Man, hey, I had somebody, man. I had to get home, man. Y'all ain't finna get help me. Help me. Oh no. I was y'all ain't finna have my house.
Right.
He was already upset. Huh? I went out anyway. Oh no. No, sir. Funny. No can do. Mm-mm. Guys, we really appreciate that, man. We had like 30,000 in the chat, didn't we? Yes.
That's dope.
Yes. Guys, we thank you for hanging with us so late. Ocho, it's time for our last segment of the night. Last segment. Ocho.
What happened?
You ain't gonna believe this, Ocho. But this is what nightcap after dark.
Hey.
The top 10. Oh. Woo, I got excited. The top 10 countries with the highest body count.
Okay.
Via World Population Review. Top 10 countries with the highest body count. You care to take a guess? We put it up there on the screen.
Shoot.
I want you to see if you can guess, Daniel.
Brazil. I'm trying to think. I'm talking about countries too.
I don't think I would have. Before I
don't
I
know
saw
why
it,
I'm thinking. I can't even get past Brazil because right. When I think about Brazil, everybody party, everybody just.
And they be there's something. It's something in the water in Brazil. I don't care what y'all say.
Right.
It's something in the water. Because ain't no way they got women.
Yeah.
Man, I saw they had this basketball player. She like 6'4". And she put them heels on.
Wait, you saw it today on Twitter?
Like on a Paladin Pride.
Yeah, she had on the sweat. She had on the sweat first, and then she put on the brown dress. Had on the brown. Yeah, I know you're talking about. I know you're talking
about. Started walking.
Yeah.
And I never see her on payday. Whole YouTube money gone. All YouTube money gone.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. She
got it all. What? Yes, Lord. The whole YouTube check gone. Not that cat check, but the other YouTube check.
Yeah.
She can't get that cat money, but she can get that other money, though, for sure.
What we looking like?
Ocho, Switzerland. Is number 10.
Okay.
Sweden is number 9. Italy, number 8. Norway, number 7. Finland, number 6. South Africa, number 5. Iceland, number 4. New Zealand, number 3. Australia, number 2. Turkey. So guess what? Them guys that be going over there talking about they going to get them hair transplants. They go over there to do get something else.
When I look at stuff like this, or I'm talking about resumes. When I look at surveys, I wonder how do they go about finding out the information that these are the places with the highest body counts. That's I'm always curious how that works. Yeah.
But guess what, Ocho? Look at Switzerland, Sweden, Norway, Finland, Iceland. What they have in common?
So you ain't got nothing else to do but
it's cold. Little free hunting.
You make it.
But I'm. Girl, hey, you know it's a little cold outside.
New Zealand gets
snow?
Cold as well. Iceland. Okay. You're right. Now it makes sense.
I'm still confused when I think of
Brazil. Yeah. The only thing I can think of, the beautiful women and the guys and. And you already know when you think about, I think about Brazilian soccer players and I think about Carnival. I think about Brazilian soccer players and the amount of women that they deal with and how they party, how they have fun, how they, you know what, that, you know, they do the other thing too. But I didn't know much about these other places.
I would have never, like I said, one I would have thought of course. Is Italian.
Oh, wait a minute. Paris. Yeah. Paris. Mm-hmm. Paris not even
I would have said French because you know, everybody like, you know, talk French, you know what I'm saying? You know, hold on. What about Ecuador? Your boy Ecuadorian. You know what I'm saying? Don't you? You know what I'm saying? What's up? What's up? You know what I'm saying, don't you?
Man, you know
your boy
out,
Ecuador, he's the place to go parking. Man, everybody talking about, I saw her on
I saw her earlier. Today. She's she was Brazilian basketball player, right? Yeah.
Yeah, she's Brazilian. She's a basketball player. Because, I be watching, beach volleyball, too.
No.
You watching beach
volleyball? No. All right. There it is right there. There it go right there.
If she can cook, I'll marry tomorrow. All she gotta do, put a Pop Tart in the toast, I'll marry tomorrow. Get her a green card and visa and everything. Papers already filled out.
She's 6'4".
What you mean?
Nah, they ain't gonna look right, man.
I don't care. It look right. Man, y'all see that bad thing Sharp got? It look right.
I can't let you go out like that. You gotta get some. 6'4", how you gonna have a woman that's tall?
Please let me go out there like that.
It ain't gonna look right.
Easy. Watch me.
Matter of fact, she gonna see this too. She gonna see this. Somebody gonna send it to her.
Man, can't let no. I mean, normally, Ocho, that's a general rule. I mean, that's what my mom said. My mom said she never wanted a man that she was taller than, because the first time she get mad at him, she gonna hit him in his head. And she would have done it too. But nah, I don't think I've. My height, I mean, I've dated women my height, and they probably was a little taller than me, because if a woman is flat-footed with no heels on, and then when she put on 3-4-inch heels, she might have had me by a little bit. I'm secure in who I am. I'm still, listen,
I'm
still Shannon Sharp now.
I'm wishing when you're right, but somebody 6'4 with no heels and putting on heels and being like six. All right, I got you.
I don't care. That means when I carry you, I got my hands out here like this here. They're not close like this. They like that. That's all I'm saying. Make sure I get everything. Her back and her legs. And don't you? You know what I'm saying, don't you? You see? You know what I'm saying, don't you? Right? Okay.
I'm just saying,
don't you?
Oh, mm-hmm. Man.
Mm-hmm. And that's perfect. That's perfect. You know what I'm saying, don't you? You ain't got to say. You ain't got to be on your tippy toe. You
know what I'm talking about.
I ain't got to say no more.
Definitely do. Make sure. Don't forget now. You got to.
Mm-hmm. that's already done. You know what I'm saying? I done popped that thing on the way to pick up. You know what I'm saying? I done popped that on the way to pick up. Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, like that. If she's 6'4", she a good. See?
Oh, yeah.
See? She probably 200.
Yeah. So you
maybe
all in.
210. See? Yeah. First of all, I don't even call you a lady if you ain't 180. Yeah. 220. Woo! I have plenty. Yeah. That's low.
Baby.
Yeah, man. Bam, she was saying, man. Show that one more time, man. One more time. I just want to see it one more time.
I forgot what her name was.
Make sure my eyes ain't deceiving me.
It was in the caption, too.
Miss Sharp. Don't be looking at my wife.
We beefing. Matter of fact, I'm taking it to the next level, because I'm not even standing here tonight. I got my little blanket and all. See, what's her name?
Yeah.
Ingrid. Hey.
Look at you step.
I like that.
Hey, listen, I'm about to have a decent proposal.
Oh yeah,
You remember that bit with Robert Redford and Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson?
Yeah,
$1 million. Talking about indecent. It wasn't nothing indecent, but
that was a good movie.
That's a very decent proposal. Oh, they can't see it on you. We're working on it. We're gonna get our technology. We're gonna get our technology up to date. You won't be able to see it. Oh yeah, that's a very decent proposal.
Yeah,
indecent is $40. Ooh, that was nice looking. She all right.
Something? Let me go be nosy. I know it was Ingrid something. Yeah, see, you ain't see the name? The name was Ingrid. In there. It was Ingrid and something with
it. I had to hurry up and go by. Hold on. I couldn't watch it too long.
Oh, I found it that fast. Ingrid.
Yeah.
Vasconcelos or Vega right there. Yeah, it's right there. I'm showing it to you.
Oh, she on IG?
I don't.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right. Whole, okay. Thank you. The whole family told. Yeah.
Hey, Ocho. She already know. She won the lottery. Hey, family life about to change. Me, boy.
I'm looking at the pictures. I'm not trying to talk about it. I'm looking at the pictures.
You try to talk me out about it? That's okay, Ocho.
Nah. You can't do that.
Ocho. I still work out, Ocho.
Yeah.
Ocho. 2:45.
I know you saw the video. Oh, she is?
Oh, she married. They said she married. Damn. I'm sorry. My man, hey, no disrespect, bro. You got a winner. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. I see him. Well, damn, she married. I had to scroll all the way to the bottom just to find the dude. Don't worry about it. There's other tall ones out there.
And hey, you know, in Brazil,
yeah.
They speak Portuguese.
Yeah. The
Portuguese, they bait them. Because you know what I'm saying, Ocho? Now, you talk about body? I'm talking about jet black wavy. I was sick looking at the hair, all them waves up there.
You been to Brazil?
I'm talking about hair long. I'm talking about thick, luscious locks. Brazil came to me. No, but I'm just saying,
you gonna get me in trouble.
Don't get me in trouble.
I ain't know that.
I don't know. That was a long time ago.
You sure?
I hear nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, long time ago.
I'm just checking. I ain't never been to Brazil.
Yeah. You ain't going now. We can't even go now. You about to get married. See, listen, Ocho, we should have linked up about 5 years ago.
This would be the time to do it. Yeah.
Now we can do that from Brazil.
Now we talking. I like the way you're thinking. I'm gonna keep this fight going on that we got right now, so I can go ahead and go out there with no issues.
Nah, see, you that type. See, You like, see, ooh, nah, you like nah, to be nah, able nah, so you nah. like makeup
I mean,
sex.
You know what? Yeah. You're right. But right now in this situation, I gotta hold my ground. I gotta set
you gotta a precedent. What you're not gonna do is
you're not finna get comfortable. You're not gonna get complacent.
Yep.
Where you think it's okay for the smallest of things. You know, I have mm-hmm. maintained the honeymoon phase almost 4 years. And I ain't trying to lose it no time soon.
Yeah.
So I need that same energy and enthusiasm to continue just a little bit longer. At least let's jump the broom first for you get a little comfortable on your boy. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. You right. Man, I don't know if this chick was, I don't know if this young lady was serious or not, but she went viral after listing the things that she expects from a man. Things I expect from my man.
Whoa.
Ocho, number one, pay all the bills. Number two.
Yeah. Unrealistic, but go ahead.
Take care of my kids.
Not from him, not his. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Cook and clean. Let me cheat in peace. Buy me a house and a car in my name only.
Mm-hmm.
STFU and do what I say.
Mm.
Massage my body every day.
Okay.
Sex me only when I'm in the mood.
Mm.
Be faithful to me no matter what I do. And last but not least, marry me.
I mean, all that was cute. Yeah, all that was cute. If you're playing a video game, if you're playing Sims, you can do that. If you're playing GTA 4, you can do that. You can get all that you wish for, all that you want for in your head, mentally, in real life. No.
Yeah.
No. I mean, listen, I wouldn't even go there. I saw you had to get a closer look. I wouldn't even go there.
I wouldn't even put it. Yeah. But I'm saying, first of all, even if you have that, if you think like that, why would you put that out there? Like I said, I think people now just want to go viral because I don't think, you know what I'm saying, take care of your kids. Hold on. First of all,
right.
I thought once we come together, they're our kids.
Uh-huh.
So you've already singled out like, okay, they're yours. It seems to me
Think about everything she mentioned.
Good luck with that.
What'd you just say about value earlier? You don't have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Because it would already be happening. It would already be happening.
Let her cheat in peace. So let me get this straight. You want me to pay all your bills, take care of your kids, cook and clean, buy you a house and a car in your name only, and now you go, I'm doing all
that's
of that, Ocho.
That's just a bunch of baloney. A bunch of baloney. Because I ain't even finna get into it. Because the type of dude that's going to be in a position to do all that anyway, ain't even finna be playing with you like that.
Ain't going for
what?
That.
What?
That's that one percent of talk.
That's that 1% of talk.
One that can do all the things that you say. Yeah. Ain't no guy that's working 9 to 5. No hardworking man. I mean, first of all, even men when I was growing up, Ocho, guy used to work hard. He get his paycheck on Friday. He come home, turn it over to mama. Mama mm-hmm. paid all the bills. She went and got grocery shopping. Right. All the bills that needed to be paid, she paid them. But you best believe that food was hot on the table when he sat down. Yeah. It wasn't no reheating. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no microwaving. The microwave was at the Jetsons' house.
Yeah, I remember
remember the Jetsons growing up. You know, Elroy, Judy, Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Astro was the dog, man. That's what the microwave was. Food was hot. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Man, they wasn't no fire time, you know, thing. Three times, that meal was hot. My granddaddy sat down. My uncle sat down at the table.
All he did was wash his hands.
He sitting down at the table. My grandma set that plate down in front of him. Or my aunts were setting the plate down in front of my uncle. Well, I ain't cook nothing. What? If y'all from the South, y'all know what I'm talking about. But they didn't play. Man, look here, man. You couldn't play like that with nobody.
All those things I think is more for social media. It's cute. It's for engagement. But the real...
Yeah.
The chance of it happening in real life, like, come on. That's not even reality.
No. Nah. Hell no. I mean, Ocho, I wouldn't even expect, even if I did all that thing for a woman, I wouldn't expect for her to do number four. I wouldn't expect her to do number seven.
Ain't happening.
Number nine.
Ain't happening.
Man, please. Man, y'all be getting reckless out here. Oh, somebody said, not just the South. Oh, Great King said, not just the South. Hell nah, man. Them men didn't play. I don't know when that transition, Ocho, to where, you know, guys didn't get hot food. I don't know. Maybe in some places they still do that. I think, all my uncles, I couldn't tell you, Ocho, because I don't really know nobody that age. All my uncles, like, hell, I only got one uncle living. That's
right.
That's well, I got one on my dad's side. He's like in his 90s. And my other uncle, my mom's side, I think he's like 70. I think James probably like 74. So he'll be 74. So yeah, so I couldn't tell you, Ocho, but I just know when I was growing up, I ain't know nothing about no reheat what. Man, my granddad would have lost his mind if he'd have came home and they're talking about, well, Barney, you know, Barney, I ain't made it yet. Man, please. Hey, that chicken was up.
Ready,
they was going to cook, them girls better be in that kitchen because they know when Papa get off at 6 o'clock.
Better be ready.
He come walking up. Okay. 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 He ain't play.
Right. Oh, yeah. I could imagine. See, if you got it, it had to come from somewhere.
He was in the military. Man, please. Man. Boy, it was rough. It was rough. Rough. Okay. So you want to save this one for the... Okay. All right. We got... Ocho, this one.
What, tonight?
The nightcap after dark.
Oh, tomorrow.
Baby, no. We're going to save this one for tomorrow.
It's good. Yeah, Don't even tell me.
Thank you for joining us for another. I know we came on late, but it's 12:25. So what? That's 3:25.
Hey, you know I wake up at 5 o'clock, right? Oh, this is dope. I like this.
Please, guys, thank you for subscribing. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. Come on, guys. Let's get we've been stagnant the last couple of days. Now we need to grow. We need to keep growing. Please make sure you subscribe to the Nightcap podcast feed. You can listen to us through the Club Shay Shay feed, but we would greatly appreciate it if you signed up and listened to us through the Nightcap podcast feed. Thank you guys for selling out Shea by LaPortier. Thank you guys again for all of your patience. It's greatly, greatly appreciated, and it doesn't go unnoticed. We'll have it back in stock soon. We're only taking pre-orders. We'll answer all the super chats tomorrow. Ash saved them for us, so we'll get to all the super chats tomorrow. Ryan Garcia upsets Devin Haney. He doesn't win the belt because he was 3 pounds overweight, but he can take solace in knowing I beat Devin Haney, and he broke.
I knew it.
Devin Haney suffered a broken jaw in this fight, Ocho. When something, because he started breathing out his mouth he couldn't close it. So, congratulations to Ron Garcia and his team, having him prepared to win. He won the fight. The Nuggets beat the Lakers 114-103. Knicks beat the Sixers 111-104. T-Wolves beat the Suns 120-95. And that's it for tonight. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Nightcap. I'm your favorite unc, Shannon Sharp. He's your favorite number 85. Route runner extraordinaire, Bengals Ring of Fame honoree, Pro Bowler, All Pro.
Yeah,
Chad
yeah.
Ochocinco.
Yeah, no.
He said not to call him Mr. Rosado tonight. Johnson, he's only Johnson tonight. But hey, for one night only.
You never know.
He's Chad Ochocinco Johnson.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow night.
The Volume.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.